Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Bubbles Podcast, hosted by
James and Steve Passmore.
Why are you whispering, James?
No clue.
What's on tap for the show today?
Well, we have quite a few waters. I'm pretty tired because I just went skimboarding. We went to the beach.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you get thirsty at the beach?
Yes, very.
I sure did. You know what I was drinking at the beach today?
Liquid Death.
Liquid Death. One of my favorites and a show favorite.
Yes.
What do you think about that water?
I like it. I like it. It's very good. We have some on tap today.
We do.
So, do you want to just start the water tasting? Because we have quite a few to get through.
Well, why don't you describe what we've got and then we'll go through them one by one.
Well, we've got Liquid Death and then we have Purely Sedona Sparkling, which made a, which was featured on the podcast quite a while ago.
Yep. Oh.
We have Icelandic Glacial
Sparkling.
We have Ralph's Purified Drinking Water.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to
be
amazing. So great. And then we have Simple Truth Artisan Water and Simple Truth Vapor Distilled Water with Electrolytes.
Okay. So, we have six waters to review here. This should be interesting.
Yeah. So, you want to just start with Purely Sedona?
You want to start with good or bad?
Let's start with good.
I don't have preconceived notions, but I have a feeling that three of these waters are going to be pretty good, and three of them are going to be pretty bad. Maybe I do have preconceived notions.
I think you do. All right. Yeah, let's start with the good.
Purely Sedona. So this is a great water. Well, let's see. It's Purely Sedona Sparkling Artisan Water. Spring water with added carbonation from the springs in Sedona. 500 milliliters, 16.9 fluid ounces. Can you read that, James? It's a little too small for me.
For generations, the spring water flowing from the Oak Creek Canyon of Sedona has been prized not only for its purity, but also for its mystical healing properties.
Ooh, naturally mystical.
Filtered through the rocks of the canyon and then carbonated to effervescent perfection, the spring water you hold in your hand is truly sacred, untouched by man and unquestionably superior. Its purity will restore and sustain you.
On there about the total dissolved solids or what it's made up of?
Yes. It is 8 pH.
That's a high pH.
Yeah. Calcium, 27. Magnesium, 13. Bicarbonates, 130. Silica, 15. TDS, 140. And that's milligrams per liter.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so let's crack into this. I just want to say this is a nostalgia trip for me because we're coming up on our 1 year anniversary.
We sure are. Can you believe we've been doing this podcast for a whole year almost?
Crazy, yeah. And this was on like our second, third episode, right?
That's for sure. Yeah. It was in one of the initial tastings that we did.
Uh-huh.
We know a lot more now about water than we did back then, don't we?
Yeah, a lot more. And still to this day, I stand by what I said. I think they're a little too confident because this water's good, but mystical healing properties, really?
Well, it's a pretty low TDS, so let's see. Let's see what we've got. Pour some of that. I do like the packaging and kind of the stubby 500 milliliter bottle, glass bottle.
I will say, I love how the bubbles look. The bubbles look really pretty when they're in a glass. Like, they vary a ton in size. And I mean, like, a ton. Like, you have some that are, like, 8 times smaller than other bubbles. So it looks really nice.
Cheers. Right,
let's see how it tastes. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. No, I also am very thirsty right now after having spent a couple of hours at the beach watching you skimboard and running around in the waves. And this is very nice and refreshing. Mm-hmm.
It's very sweet. It's very sweet. Got a slight acidity to it. Very, very metallic.
Yeah.
I get a lot of that metal taste. And the bubbles aren't quite as strong as I thought they'd be. They end up being more fine.
Yeah, they're not very aggressive bubbles. I think when you first pour it, you see like the different sizes. And if you look deep into the glass, you can see kind of some of the smaller bubbles sticking to the bottom. But those big aggressive bubbles when we first poured it have kind of dissipated.
Yeah.
It's not that complex, but it's very refreshing.
Yeah, it's a nice water. So what are you going to rate it?
Well, we need to do some bottle cap ratings on this one. And I think I probably rated it a little bit higher in the past. But today, Purely Sedona Sparkling, it's only going to get a 7 from me. Mm. What say you?
I'm going to be honest. I quite enjoy it. I like the packaging. I think it's overhyped itself a little. But I'm going to give it an 7.5 out of 10.
7.5? Okay, that's fair.
I like it. I really do. And this is cool, too. The bottle cap, the underside of it is like a shiny blue.
Yeah, it's got like that seal in there. That's to help seal in the freshness.
Pretty good.
Good job, Purely Sedona. Okay.
So, what should we...
Where are we going next on the journey, James? You want to go down to the basement or up to the penthouse?
I have no clue what that means.
Well, we're going down in quality. We're going to one of these three that are like RO-style waters, I guess, and we'll have to look at the details on them. Or if we're going up in quality, we're going to either the Liquid Death or the Icelandic Glacial.
Well... Okay, let's go down, or no, let's stay up here for the next two, and then we'll plummet down into the basement, because I have a little thing for those three.
Okay, so, that sounds good. So, it's time to get into... Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun!
Liquid Death!
Liquid Death, sparkling water. Murder your thirst, says right on the can.
Yeah.
From the Austrian Alps. And this water has been coming on strong with wide distribution now in Whole Foods and many, many places. I think 7-Eleven, you can get it. Yeah. They're really pumping up the marketing on this one.
And I've seen quite a bit of people on social media having Liquid Deaths and all that type of stuff. It's a really nice water. I love their brand. The water's great. I mean...
Yeah,
there's
I think
not much else to say. It's Liquid Death.
The packaging's dope. The water's really good quality spring water. So let's get into it.
I remember we had never seen anything like it the first time it was featured on the podcast.
That's right. We thought it looks like an energy drink or something. And if you didn't know it was water, you wouldn't know to pick it up. But
yeah,
crack it.
And,
you ready? Nice long pour of the Liquid Death.
Yeah. This one is pretty old on this podcast too, huh? But it stayed consistent. It's been on our podcast every couple of episodes or so.
Well, I would say that we were definitely early adopters of Liquid Death. Probably some of the first people to taste it and to really get into it. I've been ordering Liquid Death directly from their website for, well, the better part of a year since we've had this podcast. Every couple of months,
yeah,
I order a couple of cases. But now it's just so easy to go pick it up at the store, mm-hmm, as well and save on the shipping costs. So we've been doing that too.
Yeah, totally. All right, let's try this.
Mmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's very sweet. It's a very sweet water after having the Purely Sedona, huh? It's very sweet. It's got a slight acidity to it as it goes down. The bubbles are nice and fine, but they pack a little bit of a punch.
I get that it's definitely smoother, sweeter, and very nice to drink. Like, it goes down smooth.
Yeah. I enjoy this water. It's great. I love their packaging. More than, I think, any other water, really.
This is
my favorite packaging.
It's probably the best branding going on right now.
And one of the best waters we've had. And it's awesome that it's pretty readily available to almost anywhere in California. I don't know about the entirety of the U.S.
And packaged only in aluminum cans, only in the 16.9-ounce size.
Tall boys,
yep. So they're easy to ship. Good for the environment. Fully recyclable. bottled at the source. Good on you, Liquid Death.
Yep.
What's your bottle cap rating, James?
From the Australian Alps. I love, like, what they're doing. It's one of my favorite waters.
9.5.
I really enjoy it. I say 9.5 because there's a couple waters that I enjoy a little more on occasion, like a Still Hilden or a Sokasani.
Yep.
But this is really good.
It's really good. You know, I'm feeling in a generous mood today, and I love this water. I've been drinking it all weekend.
Is it a...
It's a perfect 10 out of 10 bottle caps from this podcast host.
Nice. All right. Yeah, I mean, it's to be expected for this to get a very high rating. It's been on our podcast more than it hasn't been on our podcast. And, I mean, it's great. And it's pretty affordable. If you can pick it up in your area, I definitely suggest it. You know, try some.
Yeah, I think you can expect to get these tall boys on the low end about $1, maybe $1.50 per can.
Yeah, which isn't bad because it's like 17 ounces.
Yeah, and often through the Liquid Death social media, they'll put sales on for like 50% off if you buy, you know, 4 cases or whatever. Some pretty good sales and discount codes out there for Liquid Death too.
And we got some coasters from them.
Yeah, the artwork is so dope with that melting skull.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, so next one we've got Sparkling Icelandic Glacial.
Huh? Yeah, and this is also one that's very familiar to the podcast. I order this water a lot because I really like to drink it. I don't love that it comes in a plastic bottle. And this is what size bottle? Is it 500 milliliters? I think it's a 500 milliliter bottle. What I do like about it, though, is that it's right on it. It's a certified carbon neutral product, which means that Icelandic Glacial has done enough to offset their carbon footprint to meet their sustainability goals. So even though it's shipped in plastic, it's carbon neutral. So that's a good thing. What else do we know about Icelandic Glacial, James?
Well, apparently from what I can find on the side here, it's 0 calories and 0 sugar. Wow, who would expect that from a bottle, right? I don't know. It's a very nice, it's like a thin, tall bottle. I really like that. Not too much else we really know from it. It's, of course, from Iceland. And it's a glacial water. Oh, bottled at the source of Ulfa Spring. Never mind, it's a spring water.
There you go. It's a spring water. I thought it was a glacial water.
All right. Well, do you want to try it?
I sure do. Well, you're doing that. I can tell you that Icelandic Glacial comes in at a... Well, hold on. This is the still. I need to find the sparkling. Carbon neutral. I've got their carbon neutral company certificate here, and it looks like they're good from through March of 2022. Icelandic Glacial.
This is a water that it's definitely been with us. I don't know if it's been with us for the better part of our podcast, but it's a nice water that we've featured definitely a few times now on our podcast. And we're also nearing episode 50, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. What if we hit episode 50 on the same day as our one-year podcast?
That's going to be a podcast extravaganza, James. We're going to have a party.
Yeah.
Maybe some special guests.
Maybe.
Some special water, some special mocktails.
Maybe.
Yeah. Could be fun.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's try this before the bubbles die out.
Let's try it.
Much more acidic than the first two, huh?
It is. It's more complex, in my opinion.
I think Liquid Death is a little more... Oh, wait, nope, never mind. There it is.
You get that aftertaste, right?
There's the sweetness, yeah. Sweetness, a little bit of earthiness in it, too. Oh, yeah, that takes you on a journey. That's nice.
I'm trying to find some information on their website here about their actual water. NFS test report.
It's fine bubbles that are very robust. They pack a punch. And, yeah, it's got that initial acidity that kind of hits you in the face, and then it's a sweetness, and then it's a sweetness with a little bit of earthiness behind it, and then it just dissipates into an earthiness, and it's really nice,
Well, kudos to Icelandic Glacial for publishing right on their website their NSF water testing report, as well as their carbon neutral certificate, and their kosher certificate, and their sustainability report. So that's great. What I'm having trouble finding, James, is the actual makeup of the water.
This is a really nice water. I really enjoy this. I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, I am still feeling generous, and I like this water a lot. Is it possible in one episode that we have two perfect 10s?
It's been done before. It's been done before. I think we've had two perfect 20s, which is both of our scores were perfect 10s.
Right.
I think we've had that before. Thing is, yeah, I like it. I like it. I gave it, what, a 9 out of 10, I said?
9, yeah.
Yeah. It's nice. I don't drink it nearly as much as you, though. You really, really enjoy this water, so I see why you would give it a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10 for me. Good job, Icelandic Glacial. Keep up the good work.
All right.
James, this podcast is about to go downhill fast.
Very. At least our tasting. This podcast has kind of been downhill. But
why do you say that?
I don't know. I'm tired.
Are you tired?
Okay.
No energy?
Kinda.
Got to bring up the energy for the podcast.
Yeah, I'm just kind of exhausted after that 2.5 hours.
Let me give you a little bit of broadcasting advice.
Yeah.
Don't tell your audience you're feeling tired.
I apologize. Okay.
That's a good one to keep to yourself until the end of the episode.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got 3 waters. All seem pretty low end. We have Ralph's Purified Drinking Water, Simple Truth Distilled with Added Electrolytes, and Simple Truth Artisan. So, I want to crack into the Ralph's first, just to get it over with, and then I want to talk about what I want to do with the Simple Truth waters, because I think we could prove a point with them.
Okay, so this is Ralph's Purified Drinking Water. It's in your cheapo 16.9 fluid ounce plastic bottle that you would expect any cheapo reverse osmosis water to be in. Distributed by the Kroger Company out of Cincinnati, Ohio. It has a quality guarantee here on it. It says, watch out for choking hazard for the cap. Processed in advanced filtration, ozone, and reverse osmosis technologies. For a report on water quality and information, call this number or go to kroger.com/water quality. This bottle was produced without BPA.
Okay.
Crack it open, dude.
Oh, it's very cheap bottle cap. It's hard to get open. All right, I'm going to do that for you.
Thank you.
That for me. That seems appropriate.
Cheers.
Cheers.
What do you think, James?
It's just plastic. It plastic.
You don't want any more?
No, I don't want more. It tastes like plastic.
It does taste plasticky. It tastes a little muddy. Yeah. I get that sense, like it's been processed.
Yeah, like, you know, when we started this podcast, we didn't know much about water, and as we kind of evolved, we started noticing different tastes in water all the time. Even if we don't want to, you know? So, like, this type of stuff, it's hard to drink.
Yeah.
Really.
It's in a pinch, you gotta drink it. It's fine. And, you know, when you talk about water accessibility and making sure people have clean drinking water, it's very important, this type of technology. However, the marketing of it as, like, a premium water or something that's purified and good for you is a problem.
Because it's not, it tastes like plastic, and it takes away minerals from your body.
How many bottle caps do you give this particular water, James?
1 out of 10.
One out of 10. Well, I'm feeling particularly not generous about my bottle caps for this one, so I'm not going to give it any.
Okay, so you've gone, what did you rate the Pure Sedona? Do you remember?
That was an 8.
You've gone 8, 10, 10, 0.
Exactly.
Okay.
0 bottle caps given.
You're very dramatic about your ratings today.
0 effing bottle caps given.
Okay. We get it. All right. So, what I want to do with these is the Simple Truth, Vapor Distilled, and Artisan. I want to prove a point. Because even though they're both in cheap plastic bottles and nasty, I am 99% sure we'll be able to tell a difference and tell that this one is, like, the Artisan is better than the Vapor Distilled. Because here on the back, this one, they don't even bother to...
Which one is that?
This is the Vapor Distilled.
Okay. What does it say?
They don't even bother to list the source because it's been purified and then had minerals just put into it, you know? And this one, it does. It says this has been bottled at the source by Crystal Falls Springs. Okay, in Crystal Falls, Minnesota. So...
Well, this one, on the Vapor Distilled water on the back, it says, processed by vapor distillation, bottled by Hydration Source LLC in Modesto, California.
Yeah, but it doesn't even list, like, the actual spring or anything.
No, this is municipal water.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll definitely be able to taste the difference, even if they're from the same brand. So, let's see.
Let's try this one first. Vapor Distilled. It's just nothing. There's nothing to it, James.
There's nothing to it except a little bitterness.
A little bitter, tastes a little plasticky.
Yeah. All right, and now let's try the spring water.
Well, hold on. Aren't you going to give some bottle caps to this one?
2.5 out of 10. Better than the Ralph's. Still not good.
I'm keeping all my bottle caps. 0.
Jeez, why are you... You're very, like, it's either 10 or 0 for you.
Yeah, today, it's extreme.
Man. Whoa!
This is Extreme Bubbles version.
Extreme Bubbles version. Let's try this.
Okay.
All
right. Cheers.
A lot better.
It is better. Wow.
That's weird. Why is it so sweet?
Well, it's because of the electrolytes they've added in, I believe.
No, they don't have any.
Oh, added. Source of natural electrolytes, no additives. It's got an expiration date on here of next year, or actually 23.
It's so sweet. It reminds me of the maple water. You remember the maple water we had?
Yeah, so this is a spring water. This is bottled at the source by Crystal Falls Springs, Inc., Crystal Falls, Michigan. So definitely a much better water.
Yeah, it's a much better water. It's very sweet, though. It's a little too sweet for me. It tastes
like...
You
want some more?
Yeah, it tastes like... They watered down some maple syrup, right? Like, I mean, because, like, you taste...
Where do you think that sweetness is coming from?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. I'm, like, kind of concerned.
I wonder if we can research and find some of the makeup of this water.
Mm-hmm.
Should we take a quick break and see what we can find?
I guess. Before we do, I wanted to say that it's got a kind of woody taste to it, too.
Yes?
Yeah.
Do you want to give your bottle cap rating?
Sure. I'll give it a 6.5 or 7 out of 10. Six out of ten.
Final answer?
Final.
You sure?
Lock it in.
Lock it in at 6. Okay. I'm gonna give 3 bottle caps to this water.
Why?
Well, I don't know enough about it. I'm gonna have to try it some more. I do enjoy it better than the 2 reverse osmosis waters that we just had, but it's not even in the same league of the Icelandic Glacial, the Liquid Death, or the Purely Sedona. from my perspective.
I want to unlock mine and make it like 3 out of 10 because I doubt it's like even like they even try to have any precautions for the environment or anything.
Is that allowed? Can you unlock your bottle cap rating after it's been locked in?
Yes, of course. It's our show. It's our show.
Okay, we'll make an exception this time that allows you to do that.
I'll do 3 out of 10 because I mean it's okay. It's not that great and it's very sweet.
Okay, goodbye now.
Okay, so we could not find anything about that little water there, the Simple Truth artisan water, but,
yeah, not a lot of information on the internet about it, other than, like, it's sold in Walgreens and a few other places, but, I'm sure it's, co-packed by some water company somewhere.
Yeah, but, I mean, I guess we could talk a little about our life, because that concludes our tasting, doesn't it?
Well, that was pretty dope. Good tasting.
Six waters. 3 of them weren't that great, but the other 3 were nice to have.
Good. So what else is going on with you, James?
Well, we went to the beach. We talked about that. And yesterday we went to the beach too because we love the beach. Or at least me and the producer did.
Yeah, you took the dogs to the beach, didn't you?
In the morning, we took the dogs to the beach. And it was a lot of fun. Our little dog Ziggy was running around a lot, and our dog Emma was protecting our clothes in a bag and stuff.
Yeah,
she was standing on top of it and barking at other dogs that were running by.
Did Ziggy go for a swim?
Ziggy didn't go for a swim.
What about Emma?
No, we didn't put them in the water. We didn't want to do that to them this time. But I got to skimboard, and I skimboarded, like, around the dogs. It was cool.
One of the funniest things ever is when you have a little dog, and you hold it up over top of water, and it starts dog paddling already.
Yeah.
Before it even gets in the water. Have you seen that?
Yeah, of course I've seen that. All of our dogs do that.
Well, I did something fun. I went to a sporting event, a live sporting event, which is something that's pretty rare in this day and age, but things are coming back online. And so I went to a soccer game. I went and saw the LAFC football club. That was pretty dope.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was cool. We had to show our vaccination cards and upload them in order to for the seats that we had. Cool. We were in a vaxxed area of the stadium.
Nice.
So we still had to wear masks and stuff, but it wasn't like spread out. But it was pretty good. Yeah. Exciting. Right. Fun stuff. I'll have to take you to one of those games.
Ooh.
Would you like to?
Yeah, of course.
Cool.
Anything to kind of escape this COVID reality, you know?
Yeah. Well, hey, it's starting to open up.
Uh-huh.
You'll get your second dose here in a couple of weeks.
Yep. Well, yeah, soon. It was like,
I think it's 3 weeks apart, right?
Yeah.
And you got it last week, so you have 2 more weeks to wait.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Good. So right in time for summer as school gets out.
Yep. That's going to be great. Over the summer, I'm going to go to a few camps and stuff. So there might be a couple missed podcast days.
Maybe we can can some episodes, do some in advance, and then distribute them.
Maybe.
That could work.
I guess, yeah.
Well, we'll see what we do. James, you have anything else for the podcast today?
I guess I had my first ever Blizzard. That was very tasty.
Yeah, how was that?
It was very good.
Yeah.
I got like this brownie one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. That's it.
Where do they get a hold of us?
You can look at our Instagram at The Bold Podcast. You can look at our TikTok, which is the same thing.
At The Bubbles Podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our Gmail is at thebubblespodcast@gmail.com.
At thebubblespodcast@gmail.com.
And on Anchor, you can go press a button at the top of the screen that says send voice message. And it will send a voice message to The Bulls Podcast.
Wait, what happened to James' voice?
Message. All right, so
James, so for the next 1 year anniversary podcast, what do you think we're going to do?
I don't know.
We'll definitely get some special guests and get some special waters and do something for interesting.
Sure, for sure. Maybe, like, get something bubble themed. Like, we have the glasses, but maybe something else.
Yeah. That would celebrate. I can't believe it's been a year.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
It's been a year. We made a whole, like, $8.
Maybe a little bit more than that. We'll see. But we do have a lot of downloads, so we're pretty proud of that.
Yeah, we're just happy that you guys like to listen to us rant about water.
Yes. So, until next time, I'm Steve.
I'm James.
And this has been Bubbles!
Bubbles, I guess? I don't know.